to have a guy who can kind of take charge at the center position and so forth. Is that something that you feel like you do pretty well?
Absolutely. You know, I feel like I can lead an offensive line. You know, I'm no Ray Lewis. I can't yell the whole team, but I feel like I do a good job of leading the line.
Is that something that, you tried to work on a good bit, too, in terms of, you know, getting guys where they should be?
Absolutely. And, you know, in college, I had to kind of come out of my comfort zone a little bit and become more vocal. And so, and I did that, and I feel pretty good about it now.
I wonder if also, I know you played some, guard, too. Did that help in getting guys set, the fact that
you
played a couple?
Yeah, I mean, I played 3 years of guard, so I, you know, I kind of know what's going on at all the interior guys, so it definitely helps.
Your locker's right next to Chance's. You lined up next to him. You had coaching from Coach Munchak and Coach Matthews. Talk about how that relationship's already building.
You know, it's a good place for an O-lineman right now. You know, I couldn't be happier where I'm at and who I'm with. And like you said, like Coach Munchak and Coach Matthews and, you know, having Chance here. And, you know, some of the veteran guys here are, you know, great, great players. And I look forward to getting a chance to, you know, be with them and learn from them.
He was pretty forthright with wanting to come to Tennessee, and it wound up Tennessee was really hoping.
Oh, I was
you
the
would
same way. Yeah. I was. I mean, if I could have picked a team, this is where I would have been. You know, you can ask any of my family members when every time Tennessee had a pick on the draft, we're all crossing our fingers. So, you know, it worked out, and you know, I plan to make the best of it.
What was the packing process like? How was loading up and coming here?
You know, I kind of, you know, you're here for till the end of June. Then, you know, you go back home. So just some clothes, clothes for pretty much any occasion. Nothing really else besides, you know, toiletries and not much. Now you got some free time, but should be in your playbook. So nothing really else you need.
How did the relationship between you and Chance, how did that, I know you worked out in the summer. Was that just by, you know, happenstance? Or
We trained together in L.A., you know, for 3 months, and then we went to the combine together, and you know, we became pretty close training together. We saw each other every day for you know, a few months, so I, you know, it was exciting when I got picked. You know, he texted me, and you know, we were both really excited to be here.
I guess that can't hurt in terms of chemistry.
Absolutely not. It's been great so far. You know, we got along really well working out, and we're able to push each other and, you know, talk to each other, and that definitely helps. He's not recruiting. I think he takes, you know, any applicants, but he's not going out recruiting anybody.
Would you be willing to do it if he
I don't think I got the, you know, the belly to hold it up or a tight enough jersey in that case.
You've moved around some before. How does that experience? Can you first of all describe your experience in Hawaii a little bit, and then in California?
You know, my dad was in the Navy for a little bit, and so I lived in North Carolina for 3 years too, and went to high school in San Diego. So I've been all over the place, and you know, I have family down in Arkansas, Mississippi. So I know down here pretty well, and you know, it definitely makes moving out somewhere really easy. I'm used to getting to know people. Like, I don't have any friends, you know, from when I was a kid. I mean, I have friends from all sorts of different places that, you know, most of the guys, it's hard to keep in touch with all those people. But, you know, besides, like, and when I was in high school, it was probably when I was at one place the longest. And, you know, it just makes the transition really easy, getting to know new people and getting used to a new place.
You picked up surfing when you
were in Hawaii? Yeah, I've been surfing since I was really little. My dad's always surfed, so, you know, it's helped, I think, you know, kind of create, make me a better athlete, I guess. But it's mostly for leisure.
But you can see some probably footwork and balance.
I won't be doing much surfing anytime soon. Being this heavy, it's really hard. It's to balance on a board, unless you get a big, really big board. So, you know, I'll do it here and there, but not so much.
You mentioned earlier when I was asking, you said you kind of came out of your comfort zone to be more. How do you work on that? How does that occur?
You know, I don't know. When I was in college, and when I was young, I didn't see myself as, like, when I, you know, was vocal, I thought I was being, like, kind of out of line when I was young. And you got to, you know, really become confident and take charge of that role. And, you know, all the guys will listen to you. And, you know, you're not trying to, you know, tell anybody what to do. You're leading by example and bring guys with you. So, you know, we're all here for the same reason to work and win a Super Bowl. So it's not too hard.